two. Yeah, we on.
We on.
You.
It's your boy, Aries Black.
Your boy, Samurai.
We in the city. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I just want to start off by saying this, and we're going to make this very quick. Very quick. The presumption of innocence is the legal principle that one is considered innocent until proven guilty. That's Human Rights, Article 11. So I just want to figure this out. When did we lose that?
Shit, that's a good question. I don't even know. When did cancel culture was created?
Bro, it's crazy where we take pleasure in crucifying somebody and then just like, I feel like anybody could point at anybody nowadays and be like, oh, that person did this and this and that. And it's like immediately you're guilty.
Right.
You feel me? Guys, I took my pants off.
That's all good. My bad. Technical difficulty. Go ahead. You could.
That was my wood. It fell on the floor. No, but because to me, I feel like, yeah, it's not a new thing to crucify people. I mean, it's like it did to Jesus, right? But it's not a new thing to crucify people or tarnish somebody's name. You get what I'm saying? Because back in the day, what they used to do with a black man? Oh, he said such and such to me. He said such and such to the white lady. So boom, immediately in jail.
They lynched him.
Or they lynched him.
Yeah.
Where on social media, that's all we're doing.
We lynching people's
careers. Canceled. You're canceled. Mm-hmm. We have the lovely Miss Labadi who just walked in.
Ain't nobody can see her.
I know nobody can see her. Y'all missing a treat. But yeah, it's like why is that a thing? Imagine every mistake you made was under a microscope, and every time you made that mistake, you lose something. You be on the street begging for food.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people missing out meals.
A lot of people, and for what? Because you, that was an opinion. You don't have no proof. You wasn't in the building. You didn't see anything. And the reason why we even bringing this up is this whole Tory and Meg situation. Now, me and Sam, we don't usually talk about other people's business, stuff like that. Because usually when other people is talking about it, we're just like, bro, why, like, you know, like nobody cares what you're saying about Meg and Tory. Da, da, da. The only reason why I'm speaking on it is not because it's Meg and Tory. You feel me? I'm speaking on it because, like, yo, at the end of the day, no one know what's happened. Nobody knew what happened. They're both human beings. They both said this and that, this and that. I mean, I could always be biased. You could always be biased. But at the end of the day, just be because your bias doesn't make it truth. You feel me? It doesn't make it, it doesn't make it right. You get what I'm saying? Because it's easy to say somebody did something. It's easy to believe when somebody says, hey, da-da-da, I did this and that. Yeah. And you just go with it.
I think just to add on what you're saying is, peep, it's the same thing as like what the police doing. You judging me without knowing my background.
Boom.
Based on my appearance. That's just what it is. Y'all judging. Like, what's the main thing they used to say? That don't judge a book by its cover. We doing that every day. So it's just like, yo, you pointing the finger, you don't even know who he is, what went down. Like, imagine you didn't do nothing wrong, but you had specific people who was trying to tarnish your name just to make you look bad. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of females or a lot of dudes be saying, like, yo, you know, it's basically bullying. Like, you know, you had a girl that was like the nerdy kid, and then you had the popular girl that was jealous because some guy liked her that she liked, but he didn't want her. So she started tarnishing her name and saying, yo, she thoughtin', she's doing this and that and the third, and then now the whole world, the whole school believing it, and it's tarnishing her name.
Exactly. It's this whole high school bullshit all over again.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. Like, 90% of you have went to high school. You've heard something about somebody.
Rumors, you know what I'm saying?
That did not exist. And I'm sure, once again, 90% of you played telephone in your class. And they taught you that in class, where one person could say something, and then at the end of the line, it ended up being something totally different.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Now, me personally, the whole message I want to get across is, yo, can we go back to that innocent to proven guilty? Can we go back to that, okay, yo, let's see what the truth really is? Unless you was in the room with somebody or you were in the vicinity with someone, you truly don't know what went down. So to be biased is actually very, very irresponsible, because it could cause the livelihood of somebody, and that trickles down, which it hurts their family. You feel me? Because imagine they say, all right, boom, Tory, we done with you. Now, any music he make, he gets blackballed. He doesn't get no money, this and that. His funds deplete. Nobody want to do business with him. Now, he can't take care of his family. Like, you don't know that, yeah, bro.
That's the other thing. Like, y'all talking about what he doing to a woman, but he has a daughter. You feel me? And you actually, like, trying this man and what he's going through. And it's an open case. There's a reason why it's an open case. You can't say nothing, because you're going to affect the outcome of the case. And exactly. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it short. Yo, based on the people that's judging and jumping into conclusion, that's basically showing me your face. Like, you, that shows me who you really are.
Exactly.
Like, you that yourself. Whole innocent to proven, you just made yourself look guilty because you jumping into conclusion and like, yo, this nigga, me, I'm neutral. Yo, if he did it, yo, that's messed up.
Boom.
But if he didn't, then I feel like he needs an apology or whatever situation. Like, wrong is wrong, right is right at the end of the day. That's all I care about. Like, a dude shouldn't be putting his hands on a female or whatever, and a female shouldn't do the same thing. But it's just like, yo, let them handle it. This is grown folk business. Like, y'all childish acts need to get out of that situation.
It has nothing to do with us. We're bored. That's the reason why. Because guess what? You know what? Here's what I want y'all to think about real quick. And then that'll probably be the last piece I say. If it was Meg that people were saying that shot Tory, people would have been dying laughing. There would have been a kaka, bro, how you get shot by a girl? Kaka, kaka, kaka. Y'all would have laughed, because to you is humor, because to you is like, that's something that's, oh, that's so ridiculous for a woman to shoot a man.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So my thing is, how come your judgments change when the sex change?
Ah, let me hop on that.
Boom.
One word.
Mm.
Entanglement.
Entanglement.
Because if it was Will Smith who did that to Jada,
bro,
it would have been burning this man's house. Hey,
I don't even want to get on it. That's for another podcast, bro. I don't even want to get on it, but that is a great point.
There's bias in the sex. How do you speak on equality when there's bias in the sex?
Bro, and that's why being biased is irresponsible, especially when you have platforms where you could be vocal about it.
Yep.
And then you're vocal about it, you make that person believe it, and then your whole judgment is skewed. You don't even know. Like, here's a real question I want you to ask yourself, and I'm done. I got two things to say, and I'm done on God. One, if you haven't already, please go watch Social Dilemma. I don't care if you don't have a Netflix.
I'm pretty sure you could find somebody account.
Exactly. You have a Netflix account, find a homie. You know what I'm saying? Call a shorty up. Call a dude up. Hey, Netflix and chill. And really, Netflix, you ain't even got to chill. You know what I'm saying? It's like an hour and something. You know, it's an hour and some change. And yo, it will really open up your view. Now, the second thing I'm going to say is really more of a open-ended question is this. The opinion that you built up in your head that you have convinced yourself is facts, did you come up with that?
Mm.
Or did someone tell you to believe that?
Yo, you know what? It reminded me of the whole biasness, like we just said. You know when you're in a diet, mm-hmm. and then you not allowed to eat sweets, and you're like, man, I've been working out 3 weeks. I ain't eat nothing. What's one little cookie, man? I deserve it. You convince yourself instead of keeping to the plan. So it goes to show you, yo, we're all biased. Like, another example is like, yo, a car accident could happen and 5 different people seen it. You're going to have 5 different stories. Are they all valid?
Nope.
No and yes. Because maybe the first person backwards turned and they've seen the last 2 seconds of the accident.
So their perspective is different.
Perspective is different. So technically, everybody's somewhat lying, even though it's the truth, because they've seen a little piece. Bro, I seen the accident a few months ago, and I'm like, yo, I just seen the crash. I don't know how it happened. I don't know who's wrong.
You know what it reminds me of? Mm. Movies.
Give me one.
Movies. No,
like, I know.
The,
give me
one. No, like in the sense of like
your perspective, how you
exactly
view.
Exactly, different
yeah,
angles.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
You
know
what I'm saying? Right. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? That person that just did that crash, that's a POV.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a POV.
Yeah, if I don't know, you know, explain to them. POV.
Hey, if y'all don't know what
of
it
view,
is.
Point of view. Hey. I save y'all the time.
But anyways, Sam, I don't know if you got anything else you want to say. Because I pretty much touched on it because I don't want to touch on it too much. Once again, I don't know
not,
what
that's
happened.
That's not our business.
It's not our business for me. I don't know what happened. I just want the trial to be fair. I just want people to be fair to him and to Meg. You feel me? Because it's just the only reason why I'm obviously saying be fair to him, and I will mostly talking about him, is because he's the one that's being like
victimized.
I don't know. You feel me?
He's being blamed.
Not blamed. What's the word? He's being we used it earlier. Lynched.
Yeah,
he's being
lynched.
Like right.
His character is being.
You feel me? His character is being tarnished. Yeah. Now, if he turns out he really did that, okay, cool. Yo, you're entitled to whatever opinion you want to have about him. And
but okay. Mm. Wait. Forget F that. Mm. If he did do it, does he still deserve to be punished? Is he not allowed to change and be better?
No, of course.
I don't know because we didn't allow Kevin Hart to be better. And he's been proven time. That's the point. Are we going to forgive and let them grow? Especially in religion, you know, as being us brought up as Christians. Well, what's the first thing to say? Yo, we have to forgive. And then we have to grow. You know, we got to learn lessons. But are we learning or are we just blaming? Are we holding a rock to go crucify this person? Or like, are you going to let this man succeed? Because even in one of his bars, he mentioned Chris Brown. Why are we still talking about Chris Brown?
It's like, and it happened how long ago?
Bro.
It's like people, what's the quote? People will whisper your accomplishment, but scream your failures. I don't know if it's like exactly how it goes, but it's along
those
lines.
And Kevin Hart said it too, because like, you see the pattern, and I promise this is the last thing I'll say is this. Yo, people love to see you succeed, but when you get on top, they want to see you crash. Because we were cheering for Tory. Tory's like, yo, he independent, he doing his own thing. Like, yo, he's doing well. He got too high. It's like, nah, bro, you too high now. You better than me right now. I got to see you crash and burn. It's the Kevin Hart story. Why? All these years, Kevin Hart was, you ain't hear nothing, Soul Plane, been there, and all this other situation. As soon as he hit that apex level, yo, this man cheating, this man doing this man doing that.
But here's the thing.
And then how come them other people who were big corporations, I'm sorry, like the Caucasian, I ain't going to lie, you don't hear nothing about them. Yeah, I get it. There's a difference between fame and all that. But come on,
you know
bro.
What's funny? You don't hear nothing about them. It's because it's not pushed. Mm-hmm. It's not pushed. Because if it's pushed, then you'll hear about them. Because this thing's that's going on in the background, we don't know. Because, I could pay the funds to keep this hush. Hey, you can't talk about me because I own a percentage in Fox. I own a percentage in CNN.
Well, you talking about the big dog. But there's other white folk too. Look, put it this way. Connections. There's more black people getting crucified than white folk.
Of course.
Let's be honest. And if you are a white person listening, this is obviously not to offend. It's just for you to pay attention. Like, yo, how many names we heard this year? Black people. Yo, they even tried Kobe even after he died. Okay? That man. Bro, who they got this year? Epstein. That's it. That's the only name you heard. But you can name Kobe.
And then technically, he didn't even get caught, apparently, because like, he killed himself. Apparently. Who knows, bro?
Come on, bro.
I don't know, bro.
You only heard one name this year, but you hear Kobe. You hear still Kevin Hart to this day.
Bro,
you hear, come on, bro.
Here's the thing, right? Any black man in the past that had any type of transgression or whatever, it's still being sung today. Come on. But guess what? If we talk about slavery, yo, come on, man. That was 400 years ago, man. Why are y'all still talking about that? You know what I'm saying? But we're getting off topic.
What's the lesson? What's the moral? What's the moral today? Because we're going to be leaving morals exactly. Every podcast. What's
so
the moral?
The moral today is please check your biasness, because it's irresponsible for you to just go on social media and just
go on a rant.
Like you just straight up casting a vote for whatever the situation was. Yeah, he's this. And then when it turns out he's not that, then what you gonna say? You get what I'm saying? And then And then everybody's like, oh, Maggie, this and that. Now, what if she's lying? You feel me? Now, I'm not saying she's lying. Understand what I'm saying? I'm saying what if. It's because we don't know. So it's very irresponsible to just be like, yeah, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's clearly happened. You don't know. You don't know. I don't know. So the moral of the day is, please check your biasness. And let's get back to that, yo, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm going to say
that. Let's stop stoning these people.
Exactly. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
If you start looking at a feed and you find yourself angry at a situation, ask yourself why. Why are you so angry?
Why?
Why are you investing in emotion in it? What's made it, like, are you taking it as something personal that something happened to you and that's why?
Got to be.
Check yourself and just be like, yo, let's just wash it out. Let's just check this out and see what happened. But, yo, it's your boy Samurai Blade. Aris Black.
It's your boy Aris Black. Hey, oh, shoot. Hey, y'all know what's going on. Let's go. Y'all know what's going on. My bad. We got to go, though. Hey.
All right, yeah. Till next time.
Till next time. Catch y'all.
Hey, don't forget, please subscribe, review. We all dropping every Tuesday. We hit you back. Out.
Yeah.